In the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, demonstrators are gearing up for a weekend of protests aimed at forcing President Eduard Shevardnadze to resign. The protests were sparked by widely criticized elections earlier this month, when a party backing Shevardnadze came in first. Shevardnadze, a former Soviet foreign minister, is still remembered in the West for helping to end the Cold War. But as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports, years of poverty, separatist conflict, and corruption have eroded his popularity at home.
Thousands of protesters in buses and cars rolled into the capital, Tbilisi, from the Georgian countryside tonight. Opposition forces vowed to block tomorrow's gathering of the new parliament, which they claim was fraudulently elected. Protesters want Shevardnadze out of power, but he says he intends on serving out his term, which ends in 2005. When Eduard Shevardnadze returned to newly independent Georgia in 1992, he was greeted here by many as a savior. The reception Shevardnadze gets these days is strikingly different. Shevardnadze was greeted by shouts of anger recently when he tried to address protesters outside the parliament building. In reality, the 75-year-old leader's popularity has been plummeting for a long time. Georgia, with its palm tree-lined Black Sea beaches, was once one of the richest corners of the Soviet Empire. Now, deepening poverty has forced a million Georgians, nearly a fifth of the population, to leave the country. Political analyst Alexander Rondelli says Shevardnadze has been struggling just to hang on to power.
The problem with him is that he's more ruler than manager. But then I think he lost dynamism. Corruption is rampant. And unfortunately, you know, he spent his international reputation for nothing.
It's partly due to Shevardnadze's international reputation that Georgia has been among the biggest per capita recipients of U.S. foreign aid. Again, Alexander Rondelli.
I would say that Western countries were in a very long romance with Mr. Shevardnadze, and it's understandable because he played an outstanding role in demolishing Soviet Union in Berlin Wall and everything. So he is kind of a romantic figure for the West. But, you know, sometimes people confuse Shevardnadze with Georgia.
The U.S. State Department yesterday sharply criticized the elections as riddled with fraud and as not reflecting the will of the people. But so far, there's no suggestion of withdrawing U.S. military advisors from Georgia. They're here to train Georgia's army to defend against terror threats. And, many believe, to ensure the security of a multi-billion-dollar oil pipeline being built through Georgia from the Caspian Sea to Turkey. Nino Bergenadze, a former Shevardnadze ally, broke with the president 2 years ago over corruption in his government. She accuses him of abandoning his commitment to democracy.
It's sad, it's a pity, and I'm really not happy because of this, because President Shevardnadze really had very serious chance to create new realities for Georgia, to create real democratic country.
Some prefer to see the glass as half full. A decade ago, paramilitaries wandered the cobblestone streets of the capital with assault rifles. Businesses shut their doors at dusk. And in contrast to many other former Soviet republics, Georgia has a vibrant free media. Presidential Chief of Staff Petre Momradze argues Shevardnadze will leave behind the foundations of a democratic state.
Of course, a lot of things, let's say quite objectively, were not done in time and properly. But if we speak about one man, he did his best. By the way, I know that he is quite sure that history will put quite soon everything to its right place and order.
Right now, Georgian security officials are more worried about a possible breakdown in law and order. Shevardnadze's top national security advisor warned today that Georgia was dangerously close to sliding into violent upheaval. He called for a compromise with the opposition. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi, Georgia.